The T in the acronym Christmas represents traditions. Day 15, the Christmas tree tradition.
To him who overcomes, I'll give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Revelation 2, verse 7. This Christmas season, as in those gone by, it is commonplace to hear Christians condemn trees adorned with ornaments as idolatrous. The following passage from Jeremiah is often cited as support for the condemnation. For the customs of the people are worthless. They cut a tree out of the forest, and a craftsman shapes it with his chisel. They adorn it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails so that it will not totter. While this passage may sound to modern ears like an uncanny description of Christmas trees from the 6th century BC, the historical and biblical context precludes this anachronistic reading of the text. The very next verse precludes the pretext. Like a scarecrow in a melon patch, their idols cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot walk. Jeremiah's description of a tree cut out of the forest and adorned with silver and gold and fastened with a hammer and nails so that it would not totter is therefore a reference to wooden idols, not Christmas trees. In point of fact, Christmas trees originated in Christian Germany 2,000 years after Jeremiah's condemnation of man-made idols. They evolved over time from two Christian traditions. One was a paradise tree hung with apples as a reminder of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. The other was a triangular shelf holding Christmas figurines decorated by a star. In the 16th century, these two symbols merged into the present Christmas tree tradition. As such, the Christmas tree began as a distinctively Christian symbol and can be legitimately used by Christians today as part of their Christmas festivities. Christmas trees are not, however, essential to Christmas. Christian celebrations can certainly be complete without a tree adorned with ornaments. Like all symbolic objects that aid worshipful remembrance and celebration of Christ, like the elements of communion or baptismal water, crosses, paintings, and so forth, we must never allow Christmas trees to take the place of that to which they point, namely God's eternal redemptive purposes from the fall in paradise to salvation in Christ. It's my prayer that this Christmas season you will be reminded to use the symbolism of the Christmas tree in the home of an unbeliever as an opportunity to explain that the reason for the season is the Savior.